This week, we have heard some encouraging news about a vaccine for COVID-19.
The vaccine is on its way, folks, so hang in there, hang tough. We're going to get over this together.
That is Dr. Anthony Fauci speaking earlier this week. His comments came after the pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its partner BioNTech announced that their experimental vaccine seems to be highly effective. Health officials hope to start vaccinating some Americans in a few months. But what about the rest of the world, especially families in poorer countries? Is the vaccine on its way for them? Here's NPR's Micheline Duclef.
While pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer have been racing to develop a COVID-19 vaccine, another race has been going on behind the scenes, the race to purchase vaccines. Countries around the world have been rapidly buying up vaccine doses before clinical trials have even finished. Dr. Krishna Udayakumar at Duke University has been closely watching this second race. His research center is partially funded by several big pharmaceutical companies. He says rich countries have already purchased or are in the process of purchasing more than 5 billion doses of experimental vaccines.
So if you look at the U.S., Canada, the U.K., they are purchasing way more than they might need. They are purchasing more doses than they would need to vaccinate their entire populations.
For example, the U.S. and the U.K. will potentially have enough doses to cover its population 4 times over.
Canada could cover their population 5 times over.
It almost seems like rich countries are hoarding doses. Why? No one knows which experimental vaccines will actually work. So these countries are hedging their bets.
Of the 5 or 6 vaccines they may be invested in, maybe only 1 or 2 come to fruition. So it allows them to have more choices.
This strategy is great news for the U.S. It gives Americans a better chance of having an effective vaccine next year. But this hedging strategy has a big downside for many parts of the world. It creates glaring inequalities in vaccine accessibility, and it will delay distribution of the vaccine in poor and middle-income countries. Take, for instance, the Pfizer vaccine. The company expects to manufacture about 1.3 billion doses by the end of next year. That sounds like a lot. But Rachel Silverman at the Center for Global Development says wealthy countries have already claimed more than 80% of those doses.
What's left in that pie is not a lot. The takeaway message is for most people in low and middle income countries, this vaccine is not likely to be available at least by the end of next year.
And even if there were doses available, Silverman says the Pfizer vaccine probably won't work in many parts of the world.
It needs to be maintained, stored, transported at extraordinarily low temperatures. And when I say extraordinarily low, I mean negative 80 degrees Celsius.
That's much, much colder than a typical freezer and requires very specialized equipment. Equipment that's just not available in the vast majority of hospitals and clinics, even in the U.S.
In the U.S., they're projecting that it's going to be very difficult for this vaccine to be administered, for example, in just a normal doctor's office. So that's probably not going to be a great option for most low and middle income countries.
So while here in the U.S., a COVID vaccine may be on its way, as Fauci said Tuesday, some families in poorer countries will likely have to wait until 2023 before they get immunized. Micheline Duclef, NPR News.